Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Ooh, all right.
Oh, we got to get right into it.
Hand me that whiskey, bro. It's time.
It's time to relapse, baby.
Dude, I've been thinking about it.
Yeah? Like, seriously? Sometimes I wish you... No,
never mind.
I don't blame you. Sometimes I wish I would, too.
No, I don't, actually.
If I lost some weight and, you know...
I remember you back then.
I could get a new girlfriend and everything. That's a bad joke. These are bad jokes,
it's
man.
It is. Okay. It's gallows humor.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ghost Podcast, episode 444. This is Jorge.
This is Jacob.
This is Ree. And we're just starting? Like, this is it?
This is it. We got it. We have to. We have to be efficient tonight. I have to wake up at 5 in the morning tomorrow. So, like...
All right.
Oh, you can't do that, dude.
got it out of my system.
Yeah, yeah. Well, gentlemen, how you been?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Tell them the news. Oh. Everyone, but I mean, it's all like time jumpy. It's fine.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I took Courtney to Halloween Horror Nights, and I proposed to her, and she said yes. And
she's gonna wipe that bitch up.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
We've been together for about 9 years this December. So yeah,
that's too long.
It was about time. Yeah, no,
time to shit or get off the pot.
Her favorite movie of all time is Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh,
so you know, we always do the photo op in front of the Psycho House every year. She loves that part. So this time I proposed and it was good. And we do the VIP every year. So
did she know?
She was getting, I think, hints. Like
she was getting proposal vibes.
She
was
kind of figuring it out. She knew the moment I posed. We'd been posed for the picture. I didn't even like put my hand like all the way around her because I was like awkward and super nervous. And she was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And then I was like, "Oh shit! All right." And then I just did it. And yeah.
Well, there you go.
It was good. And then we just stayed at this AI generated hotel. I mean, this hotel that just full of AI art.
It was. Oh, really, I was like, "What do you mean?"
It was really fucking weird.
Talking about?
Every hallway just had AI sheep art. It's called the Tiller House. I guess it used something about like a sheep. Used to be a sheep thing going.
It's like
on.
A
I don't
sheep
know.
Slaughterhouse. Yeah. And they're like, let's go with it.
Now it's a hotel. I don't know, but it was nice, and we were. It was in Laguna Hills, and we were chilling there. It was very low key. And then we went to a dispensary next to a morgue, and it was really cool. Yeah, and then watched movies and chilled and kind of went around and drove around places. It was very low-key, and I wish I was still on vacation because work sucks. And yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you? How was your October?
Oh, well, you know, so many things, you know, so much to say. No, well, recently.
So much to say, so much to say, so much.
You're doing it like some British pervert. Yeah. So much to say. That would be way better. To hear fucking Jordy Greep cover fucking Dave Matthews Band.
Fucking, yeah.
You burn up my head and let me out. Yeah. Baby. You know what I was listening to earlier? Not kidding. Fucking Sugar Ray. The 1459 album.
It's a great album.
Woo! Some trash music, dude. It's good. It's so good. Last weekend for... well, there's Halloween, which was nice.
Yeah.
And then there's Dia de los Muertos, and it was Dia de los Deftones. I had never been before. Dude, this... It's the sixth year. And it...
That fucks me up. I feel like you've been like multiple years.
Me too, but I've never gone.
Huh.
Yeah. Ooh. I went last year to this San Francisco show they did in Golden Gate Park with Mars Volta and Viagra Boys and System, and we left before System of a Down.
Good choice.
Because they're extreme centrist or whatever. No, I don't know. And John Dolmayan is straight MAGA, which makes fucking zero sense. I wonder if that's turned around now. I digress, though.
Doubt it.
But, dude, this festival is so fucking... it's great. It was a great thing. And the variety... Because Def Heaven was there. They played during the day.
They did fantastic. And then they have a Mexican band, which I forget the name of. Like, it's like modern ranchero music, Jorge. So they like covered the fucking demographic, right? They had clips, obviously.
Rico Nasty? Regular Caro?
Yes. Okay. Rico Nasty was on the other stage, which I didn't see. But, and then Clips was fucking cool. Yeah, it was great. They did a great job. They stopped their show 3 times because of fights on the floor.
Dude. Holy shit.
But it was kind of just like, did you not know that that was going to happen with a bunch of white people? Or no, I'm just kidding. No, but it was mostly Mexicans anyway. It's like, dude, apparently some dude had a stroke during Deftones and during Seven Words. Which I found out about afterwards, which is dope. I hope he's okay.
Other than Chino?
Yeah. Well, dude, he's fucking 3 years sober. Looks like he's 25. What the hell happened to him?
He stopped drinking.
You love to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I stopped drinking and that didn't fucking last, you know? We'll see how he goes in another 7 years. We'll see how that. No, I'm just kidding. But,
well, the problem is I think you replace the drinking with the eating.
Hey, man. Hey. What are you saying?
Me too.
Well, not immediately.
I haven't stopped either.
Not immediately. Replace it with this, replace it with this. Then we got to the eating. quit smoking. But
replace it with eating.
The big fucking surprise for me and Sophia, though, like right before Clips was coming on, they were showing, what's his name? Two Hollis. Who I hadn't heard of until this thing, on the screen that he was on the other, but without sound. And it was so like, what the fuck is this guy doing that we just walked over there? And this dude fucks. It was the electronic guy with the long blonde hair.
Okay.
And all this shit. And he's a rapper. He's a SoundCloud rapper type guy, like a YouTube rapper. And he just like fucking took off. And, yeah, it was crazy.
He looks like that actor who abused a bunch of women. What's his name?
Dude, wait. He hasn't abused women yet. Right now, he's cool. And great performer and a lot of fucking energy. And, like, it was packed over there.
Who's the non-binary actor who he played? Did he play the Joker?
If he's non-binary, why are you saying he? Cuomo?
Did they play the Joker?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Cuomo's non-binary too. Did you know that? He's smacking fannies and killing grannies. You know,
Ezra Miller. He played the Flash, not the Joker.
Fuck Ezra Miller.
They played the Flash. Sorry.
Is he non-binary?
They are non-binary, I believe.
And Ezra Miller?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think that dude, I no respect for his non-binaryism, is just like that fucking teacher on South Park who's dysphoria.
Yeah.
But yeah, experimental hip-hop, electro-pop, cloud rap. Here's the best part, dude. He says he was gifted with psychosis when he prayed to the angel Metatron.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty happy about that for a SoundCloud rapper. Well, and then he started, I had read that on the way over there because I was looking at this shit. And you get over there and in the background he had all the fucking Flower of Life stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. And this dude, no joke. I swear
your
to God.
Music could suck and I'm in.
Exactly. No, but it was fun. And this dude next to me is all, oh, that's Danny Carey's blah, blah, blah. I swear to God, dude. I swear to God, some fucking dork like me who was like 20 was talking to his chick about
how... That's an Enochian magic table, dude.
Yeah, Danny Carey made that, dude. Oh. Anyway, it was a great time. And Deftones was phenomenal. Great fucking...
How did they escape the...
Oh, dude, we could go on.
The rap metal stigma. Isn't that crazy?
Gradually.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're all, yes, Rhett, I know. No, but they did. Yeah, it is crazy. Well, and also, they stuck around long enough for it to be cool again to be rap metal anyway.
Speaking of which, have you heard the new fucking Limp Bizkit stuff?
No.
Brother, it popped on the other day, and I was like, it was kind of a bop.
Can't. Look, I don't know if that's okay. Yeah, I haven't heard it. Sam Rivers is dead, though, dude. Sam Rivers, dude.
Going out, dude.
But, yeah.
Listen to this.
It was great. Worst vocalist ever, dude. Dude, fucking John Ottman is dope.
Lobster. Oh, man. Anywho, it's pretty good.
The new Bizkit, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What else? What else?
Did we talk about Viagra Boys?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Yeah, how was the show?
It was pretty good. We couldn't see shit, but it was pretty good.
That venue, like, sucks. We had to
get there. This is a Del Mar, right?
Yeah. That venue, like, I'd say, God, besides the floor.
It's just floor and then balcony. That's it, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much, because all the other seating is pay. Like, you have to pay extra.
Yeah.
All of it. And there's a lot of seating, like, even on the bottom part. So even on the bottom part, if you wanted to stand there, they've put seating. And you can't just stand there, because if you want to sit there, you got to pay money.
You want to take it already.
Yeah, they want to charge.
I'd say like 50% of that area on the bottom.
Yeah, they oversold it, I think, probably like 30%.
Yeah. They did fucking great, though. It was a great show. And then finally, like, it opened up enough because people were crunching together on the floor for Sophia and I to get there, like, at ground level with it and get a good view, and they were great.
Yeah, he mentioned Sophia and him. I fucking retreated to the back.
Yeah, I was like, hey, and I was like, and he's like, okay, cool, yeah, good fuck for you. Good for you, man.
I was not.
Yeah.
And Sebastian, the singer, who is from here, moved to Sweden, and then now comes back here.
Yeah, what did he say? He had a reverse American dream, something like that.
Yeah, and he was very vocal about fuck ICE and fuck Donald Trump, and that it's scary times.
What a outrageous take.
Yeah, it's really like, I don't know if you should be saying that, dude.
He might be banned from some festivals.
People who like Viagra Boys
back to Sweden.
Yeah. Well, and he's like, it would be worth it. It would be still fucking worth it. Like, yeah, he's gonna go to Sweden anyway, right? But. Yeah, it was fun. It was good, dude. I mean, it's a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? This is your first time seeing
it. Had a great time.
Venue sucked, though.
The venue did suck. That I don't think that I'll probably ever go to another show there. It's that bad.
I agree.
The sound is not super great, and the way, like, it's almost like an inverted amphitheater, where, like, the further you get out, the worse it sounds, which is really strange.
Oh, damn.
But anywho.
Yeah, Bing Crosby used to frequent this place, and he would be rolling over in his grave, man. You know what I mean? He used to beat his kids with bags of oranges so they wouldn't leave bruises, because he was such a horrible alcoholic. But fuck, man. Don't.
Damn.
That's the rumor. That's pretty dope.
And then I
So if you're looking to beat your kids and people not know about it,
no, go to the sound.
Try bags of oranges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While they're sleeping.
I also went to another show, shocking, with Matt Smith and Chris Franco. We went to go see AJJ and Murder by Death. It was pretty fun.
Who?
AJJ and Murder by Death.
Who the fuck is Murder by Death?
He's wearing the shirt.
I'm wearing the shirt.
What the fuck? That still doesn't answer my question.
Fuck, it's banjos and shit, man. You wouldn't like it.
Oh! Well, you wouldn't like fucking Woody Guthrie.
Yes, I would. Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
You should watch the Bob Dylan movie, bro.
No.
Show your cred, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, but it was fun seeing those guys. And,
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard of them.
Who, Chris Franco and Matt Smith, dude?
Well, Chris Franco likes The Offspring. Matt Smith is a white nationalist. So, I mean, no, just take that out. You're not going to take that out.
Yeah, I'm not taking it.
Okay, no. That's a joke, friends. That's a joke. No, but I haven't. Murdered by Death.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They're not like folksy like Swans or something.
No. You wouldn't like it. But
that's
yeah,
dope though.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a good show.
How's Chris doing?
He's good. He's kind of turtled up there where he's living. I don't want to dox him. But yeah, he's good.
He's an ice.
He's an ICE agent. Yeah. He quit his job at.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah,
yeah. You gotta get a nut.
I got a nut.
But yeah, so what have you guys been watching?
Oh man, go for it, dude.
You want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. So there are two episodes of the Welcome to Derry show that have been released.
Yeah. Oh God.
So when you sent us the Rotten Tomatoes and the
Metacritic,
the Metacritic stuff, I was a little bit like, ah, fuck, they fucked it, right?
Same. Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I was like, oh no.
Well, it's you know. TV is
different. Yeah. So I will say this. It is, they've released two episodes, and it's, I mean, they're following the same formula as It and the subsequent modern reimagining, where it's a bunch of kids experiencing Pennywise. What I do like is this isn't, where it's at in the show, at least, isn't Pennywise the clown yet. It's just Pennywise, like, the terrorizer, where he's, like, just invading their fucking psyche and tuning into whatever their fear is and tapping on that, like, intensely. Oh, okay. So it's not like a goofy clown just yet. The opening scene was pretty incredible. The effects have been pretty decent. Some of the stuff borders on, like, you went a little too far with the CGI fucking explosion, but there's a scene in a supermarket with jars of pickles that is like way more unsettling than you would think it would be. And then there's also like a corpse abortion scene, which I thought went way further than it should have. Well, I mean, not should have, but like
not far enough, as Trump says.
What I'm saying, I'm surprised that it went where it went.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense. Like all of the scare scenes are pretty wild and they're pretty well done. There's just like all the filler, and then there's this like side story of the military using Pennywise as a weapon. That's a little bit
Pennywise. Yeah. Joker.
That's a little bit like, what the fuck are you doing?
Is it the Uncle Sam stuff or something?
Yeah, so I essentially they're in Derry, and spoiler alert, they're using a character from The Shining, I don't want to say who, as like a sounding rod to find artifacts. That's as far as I want to go with that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we're really into spoiler territory. And it's been fun. I wouldn't say that it's a good show yet. It's fun.
Okay.
So it's not good yet. It's fun right now.
Right.
Which means later on, it still won't be good and won't be fun.
It could, yeah, potentially. Like, if it doesn't keep it up, it could be bad. Maybe by episode 7, it'll be hit peak, and then the last 3 episodes will be like, they're fucking, like, Jurassic Worlding Pennywise around the fucking
country. Please, Jurassic World Pennywise. One question, quick question.
Yeah.
Is it woke? Is it going broke, or is it woke?
It by that standard, it's going broke.
Ah, fuck.
Damn.
That's it.
That's all you've been watching?
Yeah. Otherwise, Ronnie and I have been, like, watching just mindless shit. I rewatched Inside Man, which
is Spike Lee joint.
Oh, yeah.
So Clive Owen.
It's a fucking good movie.
Yeah. Oh!
I rewatched Hudson Hawk today.
Oh, yeah. You were texting about that.
Super fucking great movie, man. There are some jokes in there, like, right off the rip, where I'm like, this is not doable nowadays. Like, you wouldn't get away, like, there's like some pretty heavy like Asian jokes, and I'm like, damn, that's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty good. What else, dude? What else? But yeah, no.
Any Weinstein type stuff?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not that I would be upset about. But no, man. Seeing Bruce Willis in like his prime is super. It's super kind of. It's a bummer.
That one fucking is a bummer.
It hurts, yeah. Man.
It's a, yeah. They have a special with him and his, I believe it's his daughter, I think it's on Hulu. And I was like, I'm really wanting to watch it and really not wanting to watch it.
It's like that Val documentary.
It's right now with her like tending to him.
Yeah, dealing with it. Yeah.
It's like,
they're just making tons of money off of him right now. Hell yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, he was doing that thing where he was like acting in whatever the fuck movie, just so that his family would be taken care of.
Yeah,
because
his
guarantee was like $2 million per movie, and he was like, yeah, fuck it, do whatever.
Yeah. And it is sad because all the rumors, like, oh, he's so difficult to work with. No one knew. He's like, he's such an idiot. And people had no idea what
he doesn't even remember his lines.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Meanwhile, he's fucking suffering in dementia.
Yeah. No, dude, that's one of the more fucking, honestly, kind of terrifying things to consider and imagine, right? The dementia thing. Because it's not like you can just being unstuck in time, basically.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Slaughterhouse 5, dude. Like, there's a film with Anthony Hopkins, which I forget the name of offhand. But Sophia said it was the best depiction of dementia she's seen. Not like she fucking has it, but...
Oh, so it came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Olivia, what's her name's in it?
John.
Yeah, something. Just,
Wild.
Wild Bun.
I think it's called The Father. The Father.
I think so.
But it's from his perspective mostly, where it shows him jumping from time period to time period. And he's like invested in one moment, and then he's in the middle of a conversation, then it switches to 10 years earlier. And all this stuff.
Has she seen True Detective?
That's what it's like for someone with dementia. Did we watch
something recently where it was kind of like a dementia allegory, or am I misremembering? Was it Jenny Penn? Wasn't Jenny Penn, was it?
Jenny Penn has a bit of dementia stuff.
Yeah, where he was like kind of like jumping around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do the jumping around well in that too.
Okay.
This did that like the entire time.
No, fuck.
Yeah, with no liquor,
true,
asshole.
True Detective season 3.
There you go. there are things about dementia that scare the fuck. Well, most dementia scares the fuck out of me, but like now is like a, you know, I'm a 40 something. And I'll like notice myself like forgetting like actors' names just because like I don't interface with movies as much as I used to, and it's just like, is that dementia? And I'm like, no, that's just you being forgetful.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bandwidth or just fucking other stuff's taking up the space, yeah. or you know, as they say, the neurons that fire together wire together.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So you lose if you're not practicing it constantly.
I was having trouble remembering Elijah Wood's name the other day. I'm like, who's the fucking Hobbit in Lord of the Rings?
That might be some Bruce Willis shit. No, damn. No, man. You got fucking kids and you got other stuff taking up the space, dude. I think you've moved on from memorizing Frodo's name at all hours of the day. Yeah. That's fucked up, bro.
I know, dude. I'm slipping.
That's pretty good, though. So, Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk was super fun.
Is it on Amazon, I think?
It was on. I can tell you because I just watched it fucking today, bro. Moment of silence for Hudson Hawk.
While you're waiting.
It is on Amazon.
Oh, fuck. I was going to do a cool Patreon pitch.
Do it.
Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast is where you can support the show and get access to bonus content. You get the episodes early. There's merchandise every 2 or 3 years. And a Christmas card.
Maybe an October thing and Christmas or something. New Year's.
A fabled Christmas card.
Yeah.
You never know when it's going to happen.
Maybe we'll do those fucking playmats.
Yeah, because we went through
most. We want to do all this stuff, but we don't have enough money or time. So give us money, then give us time.
It's mostly the money.
We went through our reserve of old merch. So we're
time we could find. It's the money that's like, well, we can't spend $1,000 on playmats if we don't have.
I've been brainstorming stuff. I mean, it's like, you know, stickers are like such an obvious thing, but trying to think of new things to put, you know, Cal's art because, you know. He's our hidden fourth host of the show, and he's been fucking some of the artwork, like the Ugly Stepsister.
It's dope.
That's one of my new favorites recently. The Together one, the
Junji Ito. It'll depend on what he does for the end of the year one again, but if he does something similar like the one he did last
year. Our year in review? Amazing.
Then that will definitely be, like, I think we need to do a playmat for that, or some sort of, like, wide mouse pad.
Yeah, that'll go out to our homies, the higher tier homies for sure.
Oh yeah, they can get their DNA all over it.
And I think I got like eight mugs left. So those are going to be going out to some of the higher Patreon members. But thank you all for your support for sure.
Yes, and thank you all in all the parts of the world, in Sweden and Germany and all the other densely white populated areas. And no, just kidding. But no, there are people listening. There, the people listen to this shit.
People do listen.
It really is. It occasionally disturbs me. To you know.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Don't listen to this shit.
Yeah, don't be. What are you doing?
Don't be in Switzerland listening to this shit. What are you doing?
Well, you were gonna say something better. What were you gonna say?
The dementia took over. I don't know.
Fuck.
Shout out
dementia.
One of our Patreon homies, Ashley. I think she fucking did a.
Oh yeah, she upped her pledge.
Did an annual.
Renewal. Oh, she went annual. That's right. That's right. That's right. And also, welcome back to the fold, my cousin James.
What is that? The
Jaime James Hernandez.
What's what prompted this return?
Well, I think it's payback because I officiated his wedding.
Oh,
and I think it's like quid pro quo,
pay for play.
Yeah, pay for play.
Conflict of interest, unethical podcasting.
Yep, 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 yep.
That's good.
He's not even elected to his position, man.
No, he just I just let him in.
That's dope.
That's good. There you go. Oh, we did. Well, this is my fourth rewatch, but Ronnie and I started watching Mindhunter.
Oh my god! Is it as good as Mank? And The Killer though. Hey, dude. Fuck's wrong with him?
I'm actually surprised that it's been holding Ronnie's attention pretty well, because typically she'll get bored with this kind of procedural stuff, and it gets less procedural as it progresses. But she's pretty engaged in this early season, so I'm stoked.
That's dope.
And with the advent of maybe having another season, maybe.
Right, yeah. I know the first thing is coming out next for David Fincher is his spinoff of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Adventures of Cliff Booth.
And Squid Game. The English version of Squid Game.
The fuck's going
we already
on?
Saw the English version of Squid Game. It's Squid Game. And we read subtitles.
With dubs. Yeah. You put it with dubs, it's the American version.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. We all watched it on Netflix. You want to release it again on Netflix? I'm sure you could, you know, do something. But it's weird to me, man.
It is. It feels just like, yeah.
That sequel, though, sounds very fucking promising to the Tarantino movie.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And then him just reuniting with Brad Pitt, though, all together is really cool.
Yeah, and totally different. Obviously, totally different stylistically.
Yeah, it's cool to see the same universe directed by two greats. Yeah.
True.
Cool.
Okay, I guess I'll go next.
Yeah,
A couple of these I'm going to only gloss over because we might be doing
that's some good stuff. We're both going to gloss.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, one, Chair Company. How many episodes are you in? I'm only three.
Four.
So you got the last Sunday one.
Fucking love it.
It just gets crazier.
Surreal as fuck. It might be his finest hour.
I think I agree, because I love Friendship, and it's crazy. The director of Friendship did some episodes on this. This might have came first, and then he was like, let's make a movie or something. I don't know. But
yeah.
The thing about Friendship is Tim Robinson's the only Tim Robinson-style character. Everyone else plays it straight.
Yeah.
And then the Chair Company, you're really getting like, I think you should leave, like, 40% of the cast is fucking nuts.
But with like a linear thing that keeps going.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild that Tim Robinson has come as far as he has?
Yeah.
From like,
as a rejected SNL sketch writer.
It's fucking wild, man.
Yes, and so far that he hasn't left the bit too much. I mean, but it's not a bit, but he has his wheelhouse, you know?
Yeah.
And so far, I'm not saying he will never do it, but he's like, no, I want to stay like absurd surrealist.
Yeah.
You know? Which is encouraging.
It's good. I like his social media. He just like posts like flyers to punk shows and like a lot of ACAB and fuck ice shit. And he skateboards and fucking eats Chinese food and just like super low key in his social life. Very private. And then he like really is uncomfortable
what do you
with
mean,
interviews.
ACAB?
Oh, dude. It's it's like this.
He doesn't like the police?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my.
Amazing God. Cops are. Ballers.
Badass.
Yeah. But speaking of which, man, that fucking picture I posted of the fucking Viagra Boys show, and it was like, this guy's definitely a cop.
That picture is fucking crazy, dude. Like, I look like pure psychosis. Getting ready to shoot the place up, man. Okay, go on.
And I watched Frankenstein, Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein in theaters. I almost drove to L.A. to see it in the TCL Chinese Theater in IMAX, but I just got done going there from Courtney and I's thing, our little vacation. So we decided not to, but God damn, I saw Digital Gym, which is kind of a downgrade from the TCL Chinese Theater.
I almost went and saw it at Cinépolis, but we didn't make it. Yeah,
dude, I can't talk about it. We're definitely going to review it. It comes out this Friday on Netflix.
We're going to review it?
We got to.
We have to.
Okay.
Because I fucking already hate
it. Oh, good. I didn't. Well, that's what I mean. I didn't know if you were.
I already fucking
I want to talk so much about it. Well, if you're on the Patreon,
you can go on this. Is it
Nosferatu? It's the exact opposite. I mean, I will say there's lots of CGI. Oh,
no, dude, I am not like...
In a good way.
I was looking forward to it.
I mean, this is from...
Netflix marketing sucks, but so what?
Boy. The marketing sucks. The Netflix...
The fucking post... The character posters are trash.
It is trash, but...
Some of the CGI I heard about.
There's a lot of Netflix feeling, like, a look to it. I'll just say that.
Do you think that Frankenstein talks like this?
Not at all, which is good.
He's fine, though, huh?
He's fine.
He's got locks.
J.B. Lord is fine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that was it for that for now. Fucking, then I saw a little movie called Chainsaw Man, the Reze arc.
Oh!
And I was just, you know, there's just, the hype just kept building up, and like everyone around me was seeing it but me. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, and I just don't watch that much anime these days. Like I was, you know, I just took a few movies from the 90s and 80s, that's it. I didn't watch the shows.
It's wild to me that like normies are getting into Chainsaw Man, because like this thing has been around for a fucking long time.
There's a lot of volumes, yeah.
A shitload, man. Well,
but just the show that was what does it, right?
Yeah. That's what. Speaking of that, though, this is another, like, after Demon Hunter hit number one at the box office a few weeks ago, which is fucking, this is unheard of for anime movies to be number one at the box office. Chainsaw Man debuted at number one at the box office.
Yeah.
Number one, nuts. Dude. Like, for Chainsaw Man.
I mean, if you guys want to one day cover it too, because I know there's people on the Patreon that talked about it, they'd love to see us review it.
Yeah,
we could maybe do it one of these days, maybe even as a pre-show thing. But holy crap, man, it's something else. I got a Crunchyroll 7-day trial, so I watched the show, got really all immersed into the story, and I'll just say one thing, that there's a fight sequence in this that's one of the best movie theater experiences of the year for me.
Really?
Yeah, and you has to. It is also because of the music and the sound design. Like, I wish I caught it in a premium format. It's no longer IMAX. Super fucking
modern, huh?
I mean, there were like techno trance, Beethoven shit, like crazy. Like, it reminded me like Matrix 1-2 fight scenes in buildings. Like,
yeah,
it was wild, man. And I'll just.
But then all the, it's like Tokyo Gore Police. Like, as far as the gore ideas, but it's animated. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, very animated. And the animation's, like, way miles better than the show. The show's great, but this, like, you know, it's a movie.
The budget.
They put the budget into it. Yeah, it's very artistic. A lot of movie references, like Constantine and Pulp Fiction. Like, it's crazy. It's, like, full of, like, fucking no Crunchy for Old Men shit. Like, it was weird. There's, like, movie references and nods and everywhere.
Dude.
Yeah, it was cool. And then the last one. Oh no, a couple more, two more. Shelby Oaks, the movie of the year.
Oh, we gotta watch.
Prepared
that.
Prepared to fucking hate on
what
it.
What if
man.
We do? What are we doing next week? Frankenstein. Let's do Frankenstein. Shelby Oaks double feature.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we'll discuss that because I don't even know where Shelby Oaks is now.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's even just fucking gone.
Yeah. And there's Black Phone 2.
But there's Black Phone 2. There's Chainsaw Man. Oh, we're getting slammed.
Oh, fuck, we're getting fucked.
We're getting slammed.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch Predator 2. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, and Predator Badlands is this Friday.
Too much, dude.
So, the end of the year is fucking us. I'm gonna pull the card. I don't want to do Predator Badlands on the show anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn.
Because I heard it's adventure fantasy, and it's
and I'm fucking,
and it's full of CGI.
I wasn't
for a second. One trailer kind of put me off, and I was like, all right, I'm back.
I feel like it's gonna be a 3.5 out of 5.
I told we watched the trailer before. What the fuck did we watch with the kids? Oh my God, I can't remember. But the trailer came on, and I was like, Mikey, you want to go see it? I was like, yeah, let's go see it. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro.
We're going, bro. You're getting initiated.
Oh, he's getting initiated shit. With that?
Yeah, I'm going to jump him in.
With that?
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere.
With that? Start with the beginning, bro. Start with Danny Glover, bro.
I'll No, I'll do Predator. That'll be the first one. What, we gotta. We'll. I'll show him that one, and then we'll rewind.
You guys think? Okay, so Rotten Tomatoes list of Predator movies. The ranking.
You don't even bring it up.
Well, just the last two are Predator 2 is near the bottom, and the last one is The Predator, the Shane Black one.
Yeah.
And then Predators is one slot ahead of Predator 2, which you guys love Predator 2.
I fucking love it.
I don't love it like you guys at all, but I think it's way fucking better than Predators. Like, there's no fucking... When Adrian Brody starts saying, kill me, I'm here... Like, and all that shit. Like,
he did the thing.
I'm fucking way out.
Dude, whenever a fucking character says a line from another movie.
From a character that they don't know.
Have never fucking heard.
Like,
I'm out.
It's fucking automatic. Automatic tardation, dude.
Damn. Like, what? Tardation?
Well, and also Lawrence Fishburne's character in that movie. He's been there. He's a survivor.
And he's fat.
And he fucking dies in like 10 minutes.
And he's fat.
He's like me.
I'm not that bad. We can say that as Lawrence Fishburne shaped people.
Yeah. Yeah, we can say that. Okay. Where were you? I'm sorry.
I know, he's got a few pounds on us, man. I think.
Yeah, Shelby Oaks.
Especially in Predators.
It's something. Shelby Oaks was something.
Are we gonna do it on the show?
Yeah, it's gotta be because it's making my bottom.
I remember what you said in the text, and I'm happy.
Yeah, I was happy too.
Making your bottom?
Oh, for sure.
I'm so glad it's not fucking mediocre. I'm just glad because I knew it was gonna be good.
Well, it kind of was for like a minute, and I was like, "Ooh, he's gonna prove me wrong," and then I was like, "Yeah, psych."
Hell yeah! Psych. It gets like a Neil Breen movie out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then the last thing, and you can jump in here too. I saw a little movie by the homie Yorgos Lanthimos.
Begonia.
I have begonias in my backyard, which is cool. But holy shit, it's a remake of a Korean movie from, I think, late 90s, early 2000s. Called Save the Green Planet. And this is an amazing remake of it. Because I saw it only hours before watching it, and I thought it was incredible. If there's like a Criterion or some special release, I want to own it. And then I saw Begonia and that shit. I think it's my number one Yorgos film. I really am that impressed with it. But I want to hear your thoughts.
I was agreeing with you for the first half. And I have no problem with what happens at the end with the story.
Yeah.
And I love the movie. I'd still give it like 4 out of 5.
Okay.
And I'd need to see it again. But it's this may sound like a fucking... The production design of a key moment at the end, which I understand is supposed to be over the top and just completely absurd... It really, like, fucking took me out of the fucking tone of the movie.
Same with Courtney, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I know it's like, well, it's right at the... Yeah, but it's right at the fucking end when it needs to hit, like, the strongest. And I don't know what you could have done. And I didn't... Conceptually, I'm all for it. Like, I love the fucking movie, the performances. And, like, of course, dude, like, the dialogue... Like, dude, I was like fucking fist pumping.
Dude, Jesse Plemons.
Yeah. He's the fucking best.
He is peak Meth Damon-ing in this. He's
fucking great in this.
This is his best role. I mean, like, I was not an actor. I was like, this is a dude we know. Yeah. You know, like.
Emma Stone is great. And fucking Yorgos has complete, like, command, like, of his abilities in this movie. I agree with that.
Shit with the cousin. Yeah. It is such good casting.
And it's also, dude, like, Yorgos, like, his visual style. Like, it's so distinctive, and it's not like it's not super showy, but it's so like the fucking decisions, like how to fucking is establishing shots. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking, you know who it is at this point. So,
yep,
I'm eager for you to see that one, Jorge.
I've got that
Eddington, one battle after another
lined up. Those are
which is a great fucking trifecta with their political undercurrent.
I've been a little bit behind schedule, but yeah, that's coming up.
Last 2 minutes of Begonia, I had an old white bitch next to me, like literally like gasping and pearl clutching, and then walking out. And it was fucking great.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. So
that was see The Black Phone or not Black
yet.
Phone 2?
Not yet.
Oh, good. I'm not gonna say shit then. I saw that one.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Catherine Bigelow's first film in 8 years. Catherine Bigelow is the famous ex-wife of James Cameron. She did a little film called Point Break, which is fantastic. And she did The Hurt Locker, and she did Zero Dark Thirty.
Your favorite vampire movie?
The sick vampire simulator, as Jorge calls it, Near Dark. I fucking like Near Dark a lot, and that fucking truck sequence shit at the end is fucking dope. I really like Catherine Bigelow. And Detroit. She did the movie about the Detroit riots.
Oh, man, I watched Hurt Locker a couple weeks ago, too. That shit is so good.
It's fucking
ridiculous. That's just hot shit.
It is hot shit. What is that? And so this is a House of Dynamite.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix now.
You saw it in theaters.
I went to theaters because I wanted to get the Bigelow fucking... I mean, dude, I was reading these reviews.
I was jealous.
Yeah, I was reading these reviews. I'm like, I need to prioritize this shit. Like, because I really like what she does. And it starts out, man, like the first thing, it's like for 40 years, there's been a stalemate. Because people mutually assured destruction, and it's like that age is over. Like all fucking countries are now, the major ones are becoming nuclear active again, and all this stuff. And then it goes through a scenario, three times from different perspectives.
Oh shit!
Which is fucking cool. That being said, like I really fucking enjoyed it. It's amazing. I really like it. Some of the audience response to it is because the end, it feels to them like there's no, like, ending.
I heard it was, quote-unquote, ambiguous.
It's not fucking ambiguous. It sits with you, like, I walked out of that theater, like, really, like, what's the word? Like, despondent? Like, I walked out of the theater thinking, like, wow, man, well, I might as well not do anything. You know what I mean?
Like, shit. Holy shit.
No, because I'm just like, dude, it's like the title says. It's like you built a house of dynamite and it's ready to fucking go at any time. And so I really enjoyed it. It's on Netflix, so people will be watching it and everything. Did I like it as much as I think I thought I would? No. So I will say that. I'd watch it again, though. Rebecca Ferguson is the standout in it. She does great. No, a guy named Noah Oppenheim is the writer of it.
Yeah. I saw that last name. I was like, oh.
I'm like, who's this fuck?
Yeah. Open what?
I'm going to switch over to TV. There's a show on Peacock called Devil in Disguise, John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
It is a much fucking superior show to the fucking Ed Gein one on Netflix.
Was that really how you discovered it? You just like Googled that dude who wrote House of Dynamite?
That's literally what happened. And then I was like, and then I looked up the reviews for this. Because I had remembered on Peacock 2 or 3 years ago, they had a documentary called Devil in Disguise about John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
But same, not to be confused with that, I believe it's 8 episodes. It's a fucking fantastic show, dude. Like, amazing show. And it's, instead of being sensationalized, each episode covers one of the people he killed. And it goes into the backstory of it, the guy who plays him. And then, like, I didn't know, I knew he dressed up as a clown and all this stuff. Like, this shit is fucking scary, dude.
Yeah, I've seen his clown shoes in person.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Well, and dude, he fucking was drowning a dude and bringing him back to life over and over again for 2 hours.
Like that Evanescence song, dude?
Exactly. Bring me to life. He's like, wake me up! Wake me up inside! Yeah, dude. But just imagine, like, fucking this guy raping you and drowning you and bringing you back over and over again. Like,
you just described my fucking fantasy,
it's
dude.
It's like how Robin Williams died times 10.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
That's not how it goes. What? You mean David Carradine.
Whoever fucking... Didn't they were jacking it, trying to choke themselves?
Not Robin Williams. No, David Carradine did. That's how he died.
It's the same guy.
Jacking it. Hey, have you guys gotten to the fucking South Park episodes of that dude?
Which one?
Jacking it in San Diego.
No!
It's a San Diego
episode. I heard this song, though, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? That's dope. Like, I thought he was doing it because it was live when they performed it in San Diego, because I was listening to the 25th anniversary.
No, fucking, man. Homeboy was literally jacking it in San Diego.
I haven't got to that one yet.
Oh, it's lovely.
We're still watching that.
That's the Coney dude, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's what it was.
We did rewatches of One Battle After Another. It's my second watch. Fucking liked it more than the first time.
Goddamn. That's awesome.
Sean Penn is fucking out of control in this movie, dude.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Man, it's like, oh, mama. He says that at the end, dude, when they give him the office. That's all I'm going to say. It's like, Jesus Christ. Eddington at home. That's watch number 4. Begonia, like we mentioned. Dude, okay. When's the last time you guys watched a Verhoeven film called Basic Instinct?
Decades.
Yeah. Fucking had not watched it since like the 90s. Dude, that movie fucks. Obviously, right? Everyone remembers it for that. The plot is fucking great though, and it is like pure Verhoeven.
That was in the heyday of 90s sex thrillers.
He was like 92.
Fucking like Basic Instinct,
Indecent Proposal.
Indecent Proposal.
Disclosure. Like kick that shit off. After Fatal Attraction.
Like everybody was killing and fucking in the early 90s, man. It's great times.
Dude, and the script is great. There's some slashery shit.
Fatal Attraction in this movie. Oh my god.
Yeah. I
definitely jacked.
I would fucking do it on this because everyone remembers the stuff because of the pussy shot and all that. But also Sharon Stone, like she did a fucking fantastic. This no wonder it made her a star. Like you can't do anything after that except play a total asshole in Casino, right? But and then she was with Stallone in The Specialist. Never mind. Okay,
yeah, it's the alligator one, right? No, that's fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. What am I talking about?
Oh, that's Eraser.
Eraser.
I'm going to erase you. Okay.
I'm going to erase you up.
On Hulu, they had a Hand That Rocks the Cradle remake.
Yeah. Not good.
With Micah Monroe.
Not good. I started it. Instant elf.
Right.
Instant elf.
So we had a similar thing. And then Sophia loves the original. And I said, like, honestly, I've never seen the original.
Oh, shit.
And then, like, I was prepared to fucking just laugh at it. And then I look it up and it has these mixed reviews. Dude. And then I was like, this movie fucking is psychologically, like, taut as fuck.
Yeah.
And Rebecca De Mornay is fucking diabolical. And it took me back, man, to, like, 92 when they had the Best Villain Award on MTV Movie Awards. Mm-hmm. And, dude, she was up against fucking... I remember seeing The Thing. She was up against fucking... De Niro for Cape Fear and the T-1000. And I remember she won and being like a 10-year-old and being like, what the fuck? Why is she winning over the T-1000 and De Niro in Cape Fear? But you know what? She deserved that shit. She did great. And then, dude, you know who directed that? Curtis Hanson. That fucking guy did L.A. Confidential later. So after that, I convinced Sophia to... finish watching Hand That Rocks the Cradle on Hulu.
No.
Dude, it's bad, dude. It is bad. I got
10 minutes in and I was like, nah, this is not.
That's it. How Sophia was.
Yeah.
And then I just put it in the back, like in the background during dinner. And then it was like a radio show. And then, like, yeah, it was fucking awful. I hope she doesn't just start doing any role now.
Oh, yeah. Like after Long Legs?
Yeah, dude. Okay, for Halloween. I was inspired by the Freddy figure I got from you, Jorge. We watched Nightmare on Elm Street 1, 2, 3. I wanted to watch the rest of the series. We didn't get to it. And we watched Freddy vs. Jason. Sophia hadn't seen Freddy vs. Jason. Which, by the way, dude, like, again, I've said this before, but who gives a fuck? Like, the metaphysics of how they got them together and the last fucking, like, third of that movie.
Oh, it's fun as fuck.
Yeah, it's exactly what you want from this scenario.
Yeah. Super comic booky, yeah.
That one and Jason X are my favorite.
Oof. You do this, Jason X. Oh, wait. Jason X is the space one. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying. What's the...
Pothead? Pot Farmer Jason?
No, what's the last one? The one before Jason... Not the last one. The one before Jason X.
Oh, Jason Goes to Hell?
That shit's... besides the beginnings, though. The beginnings. And the mask pulling the... Yeah, the hand pulling the mask down at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah. 1, 2, 3. And she'd obviously never seen part 2. And I was trying to tell her, like, this is going to be weird because it's super... It's super gay. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, there's even a documentary. There's a documentary about it, Scream Queen.
Yeah, but like literally gay.
And then she's like, yeah, whatever. And then like she's doing the thing I could tell where like Rhett's reaching, right? He's reaching. And then she's like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah. And then like the towel smack on the ass and like all this stuff.
The writer, right, knew like it was all intentional, but the producers are like went over their heads during the filming.
It's such a fucking odd sequel to the breakout hit of the first one. Honestly, I kind of... It's pretty fucking... It's a crazy-ass movie, though.
Yeah. When he kind of found his voice as Freddy, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But then Dancer in the Dark, which I had never seen. I forgot to mention that. That shit is fucking devastating.
Oh.
It's a musical with Bjork, and who fucking directs that shit? Lars von Trier. And he directs it like, and this is early 2000s, Jacob. He directs it like with digital camera, like cheapest shit you could think of, which was so jarring, but then it makes perfect sense because he's doing like a, it's like a total, it's a period piece musical shot on like cheap digital film. And it all fucking works because the moments, like, instead of it feeling like you're watching a home movie, it gets so emotionally raw that it doesn't matter. And you're like, oh.
Oof. Yeah, this movie and Billy Elliot was, like, on repeat with me and my ex-girlfriend at that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Billy Elliot?
Yeah.
Damn, she was dope, huh?
She was, man. She's fucking cool. And she's gay. Well, which is also very cool.
You did that.
Did I?
Fuck! That's what Vance would say.
Fuck!
Wait, Vance is fucking, what's her name, by the way? It's so clear. It's clear as day.
He's fucking Erica Kirk.
He's Kirk. And now it's he's the ultimate casket cuck.
And then Usha's just gonna get fucking kicked off because she's like basically a Muslim to them.
Usha's like, remember like a few years ago when we were at fucking Princeton? I think.
Yeah.
And we were woke.
Yeah.
Sorry, we watched a lot of fucking Hassan. But then South Park, we continued that. Dude, there's a certain episode of Randy Marsh where he goes on Wheel of Fortune and says a...
That's the best.
Dude, that is the wrong episode for me to see, dude. That shit is so fucking hilarious when he does his spoken word thing.
Why is it the wrong episode?
It's wrong for all the right reasons.
Yeah. Where's the N-word guy?
Oh, I know.
Oh, you know, dude. I know I'm late to this. I'm so fucking late, and it's so good because it's this never-ending treasure trove.
There's literally a picture of us in high school with me wearing a fucking South Park shirt, man. Yeah.
No, I liked it, but dude, it really hit its stride like fucking in 2005. You know what I mean?
You're like Chef died, right?
That I fucking.
Okay. Hey, you ever heard of chocolate salty balls, dude?
That's stupid.
No.
During Bush is when it fucking started.
Shut the fuck up. That's when it started. Man.
That's you're when they're so, like, we need, if we're going to so stick
dumb.
Around,
you're so
we
dumb.
Need to start having the Randy Marsh take the lead here, dude, you know?
Fuck off.
And then there was one more fucking thing, and this went all the way to the top of this. Oh, Patton Oswalt. Did you know his you like Patton Oswalt?
I do, yeah.
I do.
Okay. His wife was a true crime writer.
Yeah. She fucking solved the was it Golden
State the Killer? Golden State Killer
to the internet sleuths. Yeah,
yeah, dude. This it's a show that came out 2 or 3 years ago, a docuseries called "I'll Be Gone in the Dark."
Yeah.
What's her name? Melissa McNamara, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, she solved that stuff, and it's 8 episodes.
This came out after she died.
Yeah,
too, yeah.
So fucking well done. I didn't know anything about this, and then the DNA thing, 100% match, just fucking amazing. Amazing docuseries. If you want a true crime docuseries, and it's not one I've heard a lot about. Very heartfelt, obviously not sensationalistic, but gives you enough detail where it is really fucking chilling.
And then raises all these now new concerns with the whole the DNA shit that they're keeping on people.
Well, because no, you bring up a good point. Because just because there's someone's DNA there doesn't mean automatically.
Yeah,
it's like the night of.
Yeah,
his DNA was there. Like, that doesn't mean he fucking killed her. Is that what you're talking about?
No, just like the whole like databases now with 23. Was it 23andMe they used?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like the fucking have now just like hundreds of thousands of people's DNA kind of stored now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she died from like a drug overdose, accidental fentanyl overdose, they're thinking. But did you know Patton Oswalt's wife was a true crime writer and.
No, she passed away pretty tragically, right?
Yeah, and she helped solve the fucking Golden State Killer thing, who was the most prolific serial killer in history at that time. Mm-hmm. And people like, and he would always go under the radar. But he was just chilling. He was 74 years old. And it's fucking wild, man. Great show, though. That's on HBO Max.
I've been wanting to check that out, yeah.
Yeah. And that's it.
Now we got Merit. No. Michelle McNamara.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It made me want to read the book, honestly. Or a couple books she did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was way ahead of that trend with the true crime stuff.
The sleuthing, internet sleuthing. Yeah. That shit's interesting. I love reading about what internet sleuths do and stuff. I mean, there's a documentary about these like cat lady internet sleuths that like found those videos on the dark web of people torturing cats.
That one I saw on Netflix, that one.
Yeah, I wanted to check that out. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
And that's like a tight little hour and a half special.
Was that the don't mess with cats thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That was fucking cool. Yeah, this is a great example of like the internet, how it just completely outstrips anything a single detective could do.
Yeah.
They were doing fucking reverse chronology to a common ancestor to get to this guy.
Yeah.
It was fucking like ridiculous, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, she, yeah, drug overdose, fuck.
Yeah. But that might be something Ronnie likes, dude, honestly. If she does she like true crime stuff
no.
at all?
No, she's not. She's not that type of...
Well, never mind,
dude. I don't allow that in this house.
Oh.
Oh. There's a good true crime episode on fucking South Park where the parents are obsessed with true crime. And fucking... It's like the new, like... porn that you kind of put on TV.
Hell yeah.
Before you have sex, it's just true crime.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good.
That's good.
That's good. That's good.
No, I mean, the best ones have some awareness of that, and they try to address that, right? You know, like this one does a good job of that. Not just to be woke. But yeah, like the Ed Gein thing, like where it's like what? He has a six pack. Like,
get the fuck everyone out. At work is like, oh, because I'm like the horror guy. Oh, have you seen Monster?
And exactly.
Then, and my buddy knows, like, I've been fucking making fun of it. So he always looks at me and starts laughing. And like, it's like, dude.
I have a couple coworkers who are like, oh, that Ed Gein thing is so. It's like, oh,
it's fucking boring as hell.
Boring as fuck.
Did you try it?
No.
Oh.
But I would never.
I think, like, again, man, I'm not like anti. Dude, look, that Menendez one was trashy, but it was entertaining. The Dahmer one, I really watched the whole thing. There was a couple episodes I thought were really poignant. But yeah. Again, he was too fucking hunky. But whatever. But now we're like really steeped in it. And it's like...
Yeah. And I know Oz Perkins had a lot to say.
Did he?
Yeah. Because of how they, you know, portrayed his dad.
Right.
In it, in the flashback stuff. Yeah. That's dope. He's got a movie too coming out. Fuck. We gotta catch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Keeper.
The Keeper.
Or Keepers. Yeah. That's gonna be... I'm pretty excited for that one.
Oz... Slow your roll, dude. Slow down, bro.
Just a little bit, yeah.
You don't need to do this, man.
Every movie, it's like every movie ends with a teaser for his next movie already. It's like, shit.
Well, it's just called Keeper, not The Keeper.
Okay.
No.
Just remove the.
Remove the. Now let's get ready to talk about Night of the Demons.
Ugh.
All right, we'll be right back.
Alrighty, let's go.
Let's go.
We're back
from a quick break.
Cacahuates.
You got peanuts, dude?
Yeah.
Cacahuates.
Cacahuates?
Yeah.
Is that what you call them?
Is that how they? Is that
cacahuates?
Cacahuates.
Cacahuates. How do you say it?
It's cacahuates.
Oh.
It's got more
caca.
Syllables. It's caca. It's guato.
I just say cacahuates.
Star Wars.
You're a Tidarian.
He's the best part of episode one. Him and yep. Darth Maul.
True. True, true, true.
Well.
to preface this.
To end spooky season. To preface it.
This is a king pick. King Hans, the lord of our Patreon. He gave us two options and we picked this one. And that's all I wanted to say.
Also, he slandered us a little bit on Instagram.
He slandered me and Jacob. He didn't slander you.
I was upset.
And I was going to go on there and say, like, no, this show was worthless till that Rhett guy got on there. Which is, like, the obvious joke. And it's like, you know what I mean? No.
He slandered us all, dude. Because an insult on one of us is an insult on all of us.
Look, they slandered themselves by even commenting on the post.
Well, that was
idiot. Like, listen to the show or shut the fuck up. Like, what are you talking about? What held you back? Held you back from what?
I was convinced it was a bot, though. I was like, our bot's listening to the show, making accounts.
What, pump those numbers up.
He might be, dude. It says he's an autistic cat and train guy.
That's dope.
I'm. That's why he friend requested me. And I'm following him now, whoever you are.
He's got no, like, eight followers, no posts.
Yeah.
No posts. He's got, the four digits after his username. And so I was like, it's a bot.
And everyone else he follows, like, all it is chicks with fat asses who goes their podcast and me.
It's like when you're playing fucking Warzone and it's like, oh, that's a bot.
Yeah.
He's ducking really quickly.
Yeah, dude. So, damn. If it's a bot, like, he seems like a pretty cool bot.
You know what, dude?
There's autistic bots.
You got our first bot fan.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
What are they calling a clanker?
Fucking clanker.
Yeah, dude, I'm pro clanker.
Pro clanker.
Pro AI, pro clanker, anti human, anti natalist. Let's fucking go.
As long as they keep electing, communists in New York, I'm down for the clankers.
Communists that will fucking blow up the Twin Towers. Fuck it, these guys are crazy. They are unbelievable. Just because he wants to freeze rent, he's gonna blow shit up. Like, well, okay, man.
Good luck, New York.
He's got a beard. I'm like, okay, he's got a beard.
He's good looking.
He's good looking.
He's got a hot girlfriend.
He looks like the devil. Dude, Facebook is bad with this shit right now.
I bet.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So the Who Goes Here podcast watched a little film called Night of the Demons, but not... Night of the Demons.
The Semen Demons.
That you might remember. This motherfucker is from 2009.
What?
You watched the wrong one, dude!
I watched the 80s one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I'd never seen the 80s one.
Wait, what?
I had never seen the 80s one.
But that's you did one. Also watch...
But you said there was a... Oh, that's why you were so impressed with the dance sequence.
Yeah, and it had Bauhaus and shit.
Yeah, and when you said Bauhaus, I was like, I swear it was typo negative.
No. So this is Hey, let me pretend.
I've seen both movies.
Wait, are you kidding me? No. I had never seen... I figured... I'm looking at him, I'm like, he's gotta mean the 80s one.
I said two. Oh, dude.
I'm sorry, man.
Would you watch it on Tubi?
I watched it on Tubi.
Oh, they have both on Tubi?
Yeah. In fact, no, I watched it. I was going to say it's on Prime. It's on Prime, the 80s
shit,
one.
Man.
The 80s one is on Amazon Prime.
He didn't get the clues when he was talking shit about it.
I can't fucking
believe
it. Holy that's fuck. So good.
No, because you could still talk shit about the 80s one.
So you're telling me telling me you didn't see Shannon Elizabeth in a movie?
Look, dude, I'm going to watch it right now and come back. Okay.
Hold on. Are you back?
Yeah.
Dude,
Wait.
The king gets
we'll
a double
right back.
Feature.
I'm going to watch the movie and come right back.
Okay. And break.
We're back! All right.
Dang, how was it?
It's not as good, obviously, as the 80s one. Not as good as the 80s one, but it does have Shannon Elizabeth in it, so that's a plus.
So that's a plus,
and that's what that's what I got for it.
What's good is I've seen both. I might be able to.
We're gonna freestyle.
You've only seen the 80s one.
Wait,
you've seen only the 2009.
No, you've seen the Edward Furlong one, right?
No. And that I remember this conversation now, but it was weeks ago on the fucking thing, and I didn't go back to reference it. And but yeah, I just watched it though, so I have seen it now.
So you're good.
So now,
what did you think of Edward Furlong's performance?
Edward Furlong, as always, even in Terminator 2, man, and Pet Sematary 2, his two best films. Well, like to
his only two films
to compare Pet Sematary 2 to Terminator 2. It's like, you know, you just can't go around killing people. You know how Edward Furlong is, and in this one, by this time he's already on drugs.
What's
he's
wrong
all
with
fucked
Wolfie?
Up. Yeah, what's wrong? Mom, what's wrong with Wolfie?
Your parents and your stepdad are bad.
James Cameron loves him some obnoxious fucking kids.
That's he loves dope. Killing dogs also.
Don't say that.
He does!
You know who puts dogs in his movie and it feels very, like, compulsive? Ridley Scott. Like, every Ridley Scott movie has a fucking dog. Like, it's Blade Runner, there's androids, and it's like, oh, there's a dog. It's like, cool. Like, anyway.
So I'm kind of fucked. I don't know what to do here.
No, do you guys go? I'll lay back.
I think this is the first time in the history of this show this has happened.
Yeah, this is something Matt Smith would do. This is something...
But it's more funny when you do it.
Oh, no, yeah, it's great.
I think if Matt Smith would do it, I'd be pissed off.
Oh.
But you having done it is actually kind of incredible, and I love it.
That's kind of you. So it means my priorities have shifted.
Yeah, when he was on the text saying, like, you know, it's really not, like, that
That's
bad.
That's why I was like...
I was like, And I even told Courtney, he's like, you know, Red actually kind of liked the movie. Like, he was like, whoa, that's really surprising.
No, and then I went on to, oh, God. Yeah, we gotta correct the narrative. Then I went on fucking Discord and I was saying, hey, man, I was pleasantly surprised with this, honestly, because I'm burying the lead, but I was like, it was like Halloween.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this and I was like, this is a total Halloween
movie. Yeah.
The 80s one.
Yeah. I mean, the 2009 is a 2009.
It's also a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
It's literally a the 80s one has more fucking jack-o'-lanterns than any movie in history. Yeah.
This one has a distinct lack of jack-o'-lanterns, right? As I remember.
The 2009 is like your MySpace Hot Topic version.
So, okay.
Damn. Fuck.
I don't even know how to go.
Go for it, guys.
Here, man. So the 2009, it's a remake?
It's a remake,
or a reimagining, or a sequel, or what is it?
It's a remake. I mean, you even got Linnea Quigley like doing a cameo in the beginning in the convenience store.
She's the ballerina lady?
Yeah, that was her. And she's dressed up as her character in the original. So, yeah, this is just a full-on remake with, you know, everything is modernized, every bit of it. It's not a sequel in any way. Very different setting. It's a party mansion versus a funeral parlor in the 80s. But, man, well, what'd you think of it? Let me hear your initial thoughts.
This is the most fucking unbearable 90-minute movie I've seen in a really fucking long time. Yeah. It's a slog to get through.
I think it was about 40 minutes until shit actually happened.
Yeah, so I mean, the basic premise is that there is there's a chick, and it's always a chick, who's down on her luck, who is throwing like one last big Halloween party to like get her nut, right?
Yeah.
Let's take care of that nut.
And predictably, it goes badly because she summons demons in this fucking murder house,
yeah,
of course. But I mean, this movie is like worse than any USA After Dark fucking bullshit.
It has the After Dark Horror Fest, 8 films to die for, like indie feel.
Yeah. But like not good. And it was shocking to me to actually see Shannon Elizabeth in this thing because this is post... So this is post Whole Nine Yards, which she did with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's not like Jack Frost. Like she was in Jack Frost, but that was before she got fucking topless in American Pie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you know, I'm watching this thing and I go, oh fuck, it's Edward Furlong, and oh fuck, it's Shannon Elizabeth. She's like the ringleader for this party, and it's mind-bogglingly bad. The entire way through. I will say, some of the, like, creature effects, not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, yeah.
They were fun. Like, the tit tentacles, I'm into that.
Yeah, and that's the whole scene with the lipstick and the tit, that's the whole thing in the original, right?
She did a lipstick and the tit thing in the original, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, explain it, Brian.
Brian?
Brett? That's an old joke. Sorry.
I'm Brian Asman?
Oh, you wish.
Man, fuck this house.
Man, fuck these two movies.
Man, fuck this house. Exclusive edition with new Science. Stories. Fucking, dude, have you seen the original one?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I own it, a special edition on like Scream Factory. One, yeah.
So
I like it.
Look, we'll kind of mess with it like this. One thing I noticed as the 80s one got going was there was a lot of misogyny going on. Okay. And then I realized that was very intentional.
Yeah, the dial up those stereotypes and cliches
on purpose so that the women could be like, fuck you, it's we're gonna take control now.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. But it was you know, we had a lot of stuff like shut up, bitch, and keep driving. I'm like, damn, that's me.
Is that the guy with the big nose?
Yeah. No, that's not me. I'm usually driving too, by the way. So if you guys want
to yourself,
if you guys want to get off,
yeah, I'm saying it to myself.
Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Keep driving.
Get out of my head. But there's the old man like, you look like a couple of whores and stuff. Does this modern one have stuff like that, or did they have to be woke?
I mean, it's got really dated 2000s jokes that like. Aren't like offensive. They just fall fucking so flat. They're very like frat house jokes and humor. because of the party guys going, and I don't know, man. It's fucking, it just, Edward Furlong is so goddamn distracting in this movie.
He is. Lacks
he
the,
sucks he hard. He fucking just stumbled on set, man. Like, he, the fact that he's, like, fucked up while filming this, and they made, they're like, how do we fit him into the story? Let's make him the drug dealer, main character. And so you got this fucking twacked out drug dealer played by peak fucked up Edward Furlong. It's just horrible and to see. But
yeah, never in the movie do you ever feel like he's not acting. He's just acting the entire time, which I mean, I know it's like a stupid ass thing to say in this movie, but nothing he ever like does is not phoned in. It's fucked.
Right, like it none of it feels natural.
No, like not even in the same universe.
Not even like Ben Affleck, where you can see him thinking about acting in many scenes. No, but
not even in Gone Girl, when you can see his piece.
Oh, dude, stop talking about that hammer like that. That shit fucks. J-Lo's like, oh Ben, don't you worry about the tacos. Okay.
Tacos and burritos.
How is that? When would that stop being funny, though? Like, that shit
never, dude. It's never not
they're
funny.
They're fucking unbelievable. Okay, so this lipstick scene, Ben, though. In the original, she puts the lipstick into her nipple.
Her tit.
Into it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the practical effects in the original are not bad.
Oh, they're great. They're great. Yeah. There's some cool puppetry and shit at the end. Yeah.
You know where they're not bad? In this one.
Yeah.
So they're bad. It's a double negative.
There's actually like some triple negative. There's good practical effects, and they actually ruin it by adding CGI on top of it. And you're like, oh, well, you just fucked all this awesome dude's work.
They were using the Jurassic Park model, right? You build an actual animatronic Tyrannosaurus Rex and then animate it. Yeah. Except it was bad in both versions. Both things were bad.
This movie, it's super lopsided in its pacing. It's fucking so super uneven. We're talking 40 minutes till literally like the inciting incidents happen. For the second act, like the first act is fucking like 40 minutes long. And
And it does this fucking insipid thing that these like shitty horror movies do, where they like go and do something and then they come back to a room, and then they go and do something and then they come back to a room, and then they go and do something and they come back.
It's a Metroidvania.
It's very like a Scooby. It's like a very Scooby Doo Metroidvania thing. They're definitely recycling sets. They you can tell that's where the budget is.
They've got the set for like 72 hours. They got it. They got to hammer out this whole fucking thing, and it's strange.
So the whole thing here is, I'm imagining, right, it's Hans. So Furlong, Shannon Elizabeth. How much nudity is in this movie?
There's some.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
what's the draw? There must be a draw.
I'm trying to remember. I think there was a sex scene.
There's a strip bar scene.
Yeah, there is.
We saw some tits.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's an actual nipple during the lipstick.
The lipstick. And then she pushes out.
That's not me saying, okay, cool. No, I'm saying, though, there must be that.
And she pushes the lipstick outside her vagina, too.
If you're going to have a movie like this, you have to have tits. And also, I want to see dick.
You have to have Edward Furlong if you don't have dick.
Well, I want to see Edward Furlong's...
He's just a talking penis.
...dick, if I'm being serious. I want to see stock.
You don't want to see his crack-addled fucking uncircumcised cock.
You don't think it's circumcised?
I doubt it. He's got smegma everywhere. Look, we've come a long way since the ancient times in the desert where you couldn't wash your crotch. No one needs to be circumcised anymore. Let's get serious, man.
True.
This is ridiculous. We're just clipping this shit off just because... The fucking aliens are looking at us like, what the fuck are they doing?
Why are you clipping off?
Why are you
a sexual organ?
The baby's shit. They're like, clip it off. Right now. Do it now.
Before he can feel anything.
Before he remembers.
Before he can get his fucking shit hard.
That is fucking wild, though. Yeah. That's a weird one. Like, that's a weird tradition. I'm glad because I've been informed by the construct. I can't imagine my schlong not being clipped. But do I recognize the absurdity? Yes.
I have like phantom, I have phantom pains for my foreskin.
You do?
No. But I'd like to imagine I do.
Yeah. Because everyone wants, like, We have a friend, and his schlong looks like the worm in Dune, you know, because
the Shai Hulud.
It's not because of the size. Not that it's a bad size. It's just not. I'm referring.
It's not
to
a bad size.
It's not a bad size.
You're doing the accordion hands.
I'm referring to the skin. Everybody says it's not good. The skin is not clipped.
I know Shai Hulud. He's a good guy.
I know Shai Hulud. He's a good friend.
We've put a tariff on spice. 100%.
Hell yeah.
So that's good. This version, it's interesting. The 1988 version, you could tell in a very different way. It's kind of riding on the coattails of like Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is kind of like riding on the coattails. Well, it's the Rob Zombie light, like Hot Topic. Everything's trying to be edgy and sexy, but it's just not edgy, and it's not really sexy. They do a really try-hardy update of the Bauhaus scene.
Yeah.
But they do with typo negatives, black number one.
Interpretive dance in front of a fireplace.
There's a sex scene that is fucking unreal, dude. So, I don't want to go too many in details. But so they're fucking. This couple is fucking. And they're
what's the fucking? Who's is she riding him? Is it missionary?
They're fucking doggy style.
Okay, good.
Right, which is as you do, and then he like pulls out and like fully inserts himself anally, and she screams for like half a second and then turns into a demon.
Okay,
yeah,
it's bonkers.
Yeah, there's a sex transformation. This is probably what Hans wants us to be talking about.
Well, yeah. Now, yeah.
Yeah, he surprise anally fucks her.
So what is to be gathered from this? So in the original, again, the thing was that the men treating the women poorly was a setup to, okay, so it's like I'm going to fucking anally penetrate you without consent.
He basically anally rapes her, I guess.
But this is adding a different layer where it's like.
And then she turns into a demon.
If you bone a chick, if you stick it in her butt, she'll turn into a demon.
I think the
idea... It's like Constantine.
I think the idea is that if you hurt somebody...
Oh, no. I think you ought to... It's a different thing it's saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think what they're saying is that if you wound somebody, like, physically, then it's you're a demon.
Yeah.
Or you turn into a demon.
Yeah.
And it's fucked.
Yeah. So I was trying to say that like it's an actual like a physical thing. It's like a thing that happens. Like you get if you like if
let's
if,
hear it. Let's hear it.
If you
come on.
If you ejaculate into a woman and then it goes into the egg
and
she gets pregnant.
Yeah.
If you penetrate her butt, she turns into a demon. It's like it's an actual biological thing. So
it's a very puritanical view on anal sex. Is that what you're saying?
Have anal sex.
I know. A demon is waiting for you.
Yeah. They went so far trying to make the point that they came back to the beginning.
They anti-woked it.
Yeah, they're like, don't do anal sex or else.
Turn into a demon and kill you.
That's kind of, yeah, I think that's what it's saying.
There you go. That's exactly what this director was trying to do.
Speaking of this director, I got nothing on him. I look him up on Wikipedia. The thing's not blue, which means he doesn't have shit.
Which one? Adam Gershak? Gershash?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
He made a movie called Spaghetti. A movie called Fractured. Oh, he was in Tales of Halloween. The segment called Trick.
Trick!
Yeah, so this movie, 2009, this is kind of at the very... I mean, it really is one of the last late 2000s horror remakes. And I was looking at the 2000s horror remakes. There's over 40 horror remakes that came out in the 2000s.
Mm.
A lot of them were pretty big, too. I mean, it went to theater and everything. There was so many, and this was definitely at the very end. Because it has a 2009 to 2010 release date. So, yeah, this is...
That's a good subtopic we could return to. Horror remakes of the 2000s.
There's so many, man.
Well...
That's definitely the age, too, of the Jap... not just Japanese, but all the Asian horror adaptations.
Did you say Japs, dude?
I cut myself off too soon.
What the fuck?
I meant to say Japanese, and I cut myself at Jap. the Jab remake.
There's so many Jabs movies, dude. Oh my!
I want to remind everyone the guy talking right now is Asian.
Is our Asian, you know, yeah. Our token Asian.
Yeah. So no, stop Asian hate. Is that woke or is that like acceptable?
To have an Asian dude on the show making Asian jokes?
No, I mean like we got to get rid of DEI, but we can't say anything about Israel. But what about Asians? Where do they stand? Are they just in the monkey in the middle type situation, or what's the deal? Okay, 2000s.
Jesus Christ.
2000. No, but seriously, it is crazy, though, because you know the, by the way, the right is eating itself, right? Because you've got, they thought that, like, they don't want to be woke, right? But you got to be woke about Israel, right? Mm-hmm. But then, meanwhile, you got Nick Fuentes and actual anti-Semites.
No, he's a Nazi.
That are on the right.
Yeah.
So what did you think was going to fucking happen? Yeah. Like, this, you guys are not the ones to be woke about the Jews. Like, that's always been the left. Like, it's weird. So now
there's like a Venn diagram somewhere.
There's more infighting.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to fucking have a version of the right like that, I guess you might be able to pull it off were it not for actual Nazis. You know, yeah, it's a bummer for them.
Bummer for them. Cause it's like, yeah, yeah.
But 2000 remakes, 2000s horror
remakes. Yeah. Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. That was also 2009. Yeah. February came out February.
Okay. Jason was pretty effective in that, but they did some weird shit. Like, well, he started setting traps and shit.
He was the pot farmer, Jason, hiding underground, being a ninja, using bow and arrows.
Yeah, that was dumb.
It was not good.
That's true.
I went to that opening night.
The opening scene was good, though,
the
right?
Opening, like, 10 minutes, that was a good crowd pleaser, yeah.
Yeah, because Jason, yeah, he was tactical Jason.
Yeah.
He's tactical Down syndrome. Like, what's that? And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's me, I know. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
How was that? Oh, wait. That one had a good opening, too.
2004, 2003. Yeah.
2003.
Yeah. Is that with Jessica Biel?
That's Michael Bay produced. Yeah.
That was slick.
I liked it.
It was heavy.
Slick.
It was.
Said that was slick.
It's Michael Bay produced. It was slick. It was really fucking slick.
It was raw.
It was raw. Slick stuff. It was slick. So this is the one that immediately comes to mind. It's one of the better horror remakes ever, I think, and I think we'll probably agree.
Let's hear it.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I rewatched that recently.
That's a good
Courtney's never seen it. And she was surprised when I said, I watched that like as a young teenager with my family. We did like a family night out to the movies. And I rewatched it with her. And I was like, I can't believe I watched this so young.
It's brutal.
I was like, this is really fucked up.
That movie's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
It's good.
And that's Aja.
Aja.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That guy's pretty good. 13 Ghosts, which at the time.
But
you love that shit. We did an episode on it. If you want to look it up somewhere.
That's fun, yeah.
We did one on Hills of Eyes, too. It is fun.
Super fun.
I guess.
I was very young when that came
Another
out.
Another Shannon Elizabeth joint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't even know at the time, and I rarely remember now that it was a remake at all, because it's 13 Ghosts, the original, I believe. It's black and white, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really sick. I don't know if it was in theaters, but on a home video, there's a rare DVD copy that comes with these glasses, this like gimmicky X-ray glasses, and only when you put them on, you can actually see the ghosts. And this is all black and white shit too, so you actually only see the ghosts with the glasses in the scenes.
That's kind of dope.
Cool.
That is cool. The Ring, which I guess it's a remake from the Japanese one.
It's good. It's fine.
Gore Verbinski. That's right. Naomi Watts. Did they do two or three of them?
Two.
Amityville Horror. Jesus Christ. I mean, how many fucking...
That's the one with...
Ryan Reynolds.
Van Wilder?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not good.
Saw that in theaters, yeah.
Of course, there's Black Motherfucking Christmas, which would see another remake in the late 2010s.
Yeah.
Which was the height of bad identity politics.
Yeah.
And the movie was not good.
Yeah, a little something outdated.
Yeah, it's
shit,
both. Man. It's neither woke nor good.
No. It's fake woke and fake good. But it does have Cary Elwes as a bad guy. Okay. Okay. And then The Grudge.
Pretty good. Yeah. I like that.
Right. Halloween, the Rob Zombie one. That shit's a mistake. Right?
Yeah.
But then every now and then, if you go online, you'll find someone who's that's their favorite one, their favorite Halloween movie.
That movie opens
which with lets you know they should be made into mulch immediately.
The movie opens with a quote by fucking Dr. Loomis. It's fucking crazy.
What? Yeah. That makes no fucking sense. Okay, The Fog. So is The Fog. I didn't see the original one. That was John Carpenter, right?
Yeah, I've never seen the new one. Yeah, the original John Carpenter.
Okay, we got Halloween 2, fucking even worse than the other one.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get through it. Sorority Row, My Bloody Valentine.
Has its fans, yeah.
That's good. Oh, The Omen. I forgot they fucking remade The Omen in the 2000s.
Yeah, that's right.
And then luckily the first Omen was a much better amazing fucking thing. And
little good surprise. Prequel.
It, little huge surprise for us last year. And then we've got Willard. The remake of fucking Willard with Crispin Glover.
I love Willard.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the... Have you seen...
I rented it at Blockbuster.
Have you seen the original?
Not the original, but I rented the remake. Not knowing it was a remake when I was a kid at Blockbuster. I liked it.
And then there's a sequel to the original one called Ben. And Michael Jackson did the song.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, The Wicker Man. Fucking talk about a remake that's better than the original. Nicolas Cage and The Wicker Man. Dude, we still have not done the fucking... I'm glad it's come to this so this could get back to this. 2006, The Wicker Man. One of the all-time great bad movies.
We gotta watch that, right?
We have to, dude. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yes.
Or you've just seen the memory online.
No, I've definitely seen it.
It's fucking hilarious, dude. That's some good shit. It's so good, but honestly, I have to... Have you seen the original?
It's very slow, but yeah. I think I did when I was like 15 or 16.
I'm supposed to act like I haven't seen it, man. I should watch it.
Christopher Lee's dope in it, though.
I bet. Yeah,
he's really good.
I bet it's fucking great, but I just want to watch Nicolas Cage in a bear outfit fucking sock chicks, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want. No, the movie's awful. let's see. So, Mirrors. I didn't know that's a remake. Mirrors has some fucked up shit
it's
in
called
it.
Into the Mirror, I think, is the original.
Mirrors? I don't know Mirrors.
With Kiefer Sutherland?
That's Alexandra Aja.
That's why I fuck it.
And I've never seen it. And Courtney is like, oh, that was really good for its time. Very gory, some gory moments.
Yeah, there's a part in a bathtub.
Yeah, ripping her face apart or some shit. Yeah.
Really fucking well done.
I've never seen that one. Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I gotta see it. I gotta check that out.
That's, yeah. That, you know what? That would be an interesting 2000s movie to do. Maybe we should hit the 2000s, you know?
Or yes, please.
Funny Games, the remake. I have still not seen the American remake, which was also done by Michael Haneke. He said
The American remake is really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The original is one of my all-time favorite movies, which is horrible to say out loud. No, but that's one, too, where Sophia, she will not watch it again. She will never she will not watch it again.
Yeah.
That's just like that one really got her, and again, it's just like it went up a notch for me. I'm like that means.
Well, the more it upset her, the more you like it.
It's because it's supposed to.
Yeah.
It's supposed to do that. Dawn of the Dead. Look,
I love that remake. It's
fucking Zack Snyder, Zacky boy.
He can do no wrong.
He can do no wrong. He's Zack.
Our zombies run. They also walk.
They do both. Ving Rhames is in it. He's a good guy.
the political undertones. Who cares?
Yeah. Who else is in that movie? I don't remember. Oh, we've got Disturbed though in the opening credits.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. And also the closing credits.
And the closing credits.
They got the Richard Cheese version.
Yeah. That's damn. Yeah. That's what Zack Snyder's best film is. Dawn of the Dead. I'd say Watchmen. I like Watchmen.
300.
I'd say Watchmen. Say 300 again.
300.
I'd say Watchmen.
I would much rather jerk off to 300 than Watchmen.
There's a fucking dude. You've got fucking Dr. Manhattan's cock. you fucking go ahead and jerk off to Jared Leto, man. I've got Dr.
Jared Leto. Hell yeah, dude.
What are you talking about, bro?
This little fucking twink Spartan guy.
What the hell?
This cult leader twink Spartan.
He's in it. No, he's not. What the fuck are you talking about?
He plays Xerxes, dude.
He's Xerxes.
Oh, speaking of...
He plays a Persian guy, dude. The fucking guy who plays Xerxes wasn't Lost. He was one of, like, the... What like the fuck? Yeah, he was one of the original, like, stowaways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good shit. We're getting to... Oh, Red Dragon. How is that a remake? Fucking Manhunter, right?
Yeah.
So,
I like Red Dragon.
Yeah. Dude, the shit... I mean... The Philip Seymour Hoffman scene, right? Like, and then the wheelchair where he's on fire. That shit fucks.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That shit is fucked up. It's great. Pulse.
Great movie.
The 2006 one?
It's so fucking fun, dude.
With Kristen Bell?
What?
We've never seen it. We haven't talked about this?
No.
So it's an anthology horror film. It's really fucking good, man.
Wait, are you talking about The Signal?
Oh, fuck, I am talking about The Signal.
That one is good.
What the fuck is Pulse?
Pulse is a remake of, is it Korean or Japanese?
Is it a remake of the Japanese one?
That one you're talking about, Pulse. It's with Kristen Bell, and it did not do good.
That's all, because I like fucking the other one.
Yeah.
And that's the same director who did Cure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucking great.
Oh, what is this?
But Signal is so underrated.
See, we gotta watch this shit, man. This is fantastic. Oh, Let's take us back to 2002 for the Carrie remake.
Oh, that one. I skipped that completely.
And then there was Carrie the Rage later on, which I remember.
I have definitely seen Pulse. What the fuck is this?
I remember when it came to theaters, yeah.
We've got Rec, and we've got Quarantine, of course.
Yeah.
We've got...
You don't like either.
Well, it's not... Dude, look. Rec is one of the more, like, fucking competent, good found footage movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, once it hits the stride where it's supposed to be, like, more entertaining, like, it's just more, it pisses me off. Because there's no way you'd be holding a camera. Like, it doesn't make any sense, you know. Yeah. I'm always a broken record with this. But it's seriously, like, if you were getting fucked, would you be holding a camera?
It's almost like it's more believable now in today's internet age. It'd be more, that concept of keeping the camera
with a phone.
Yeah.
That's true.
They could pull off that more if your main characters were a bunch of group of teenagers. There'd be so many more camera angles too, because everyone would have their fucking phone out, recording something horrific.
Yeah. Stepford Wives.
I just recently rewatched. Oh my god! Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh my god!
God damn! It's so crazy. Like, that movie starts off so, like, so promising, and then it's just like...
I completely fucking agree with you.
It's crazy. Like, I love the opening, like, 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, dude, and it's got all the production values.
Yeah. Florence Pugh getting fucking eaten out on a table, and it's like, god damn. Well,
and Florence Pugh, like, she's good in that movie, even with poor material. Yeah. There's a scene which was fucking hilarious to me, where she's telling her husband, who is played by Harry Styles. Harry
Styles.
She's like... You're psychotic. And sells the line. He's all, mm-mm. It's like, mm-mm. Like, you cut and do this again. Yeah. Like.
But Olivia Wilde's directing, like, and that's her man. So she's like, I guess.
Yeah, he's Harry. Like, just be Harry.
It's good,
like,
enough.
He's like, mm-mm. Like, oh, fuck. But yeah, and the reveal, the twist in that one. It's
terrible.
It's like when Mindfuck goes fucking horribly wrong. And it just, like, their whole premise, like, that it's, like, remaking the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stepford Wives type deal, right? Let me see. Night of the Living Dead. I did not recall.
Yeah, it's with Ving Rhames and Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Wait, what? So which one? You said Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Day of the Dead. The Night of the Living Dead is 3D with...
with this guy?
That guy from...
2014?
Captain Spaulding. No, there's a Night of... That one's called Night of the Living Dead 3D.
That's 2006. Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead 3D. And then they made a Day of the Dead remake with Ving Rhames and Nick Cannon. That was a mistake.
We've got Night of the Demons here. Accounted for, of course. Yeah, and they've done a lot of fucking...
It's like
about 40.
Yeah, it's like almost 40.
Prom Night, which I've always heard of the original. Sorority Row. One Missed Call.
The Eye.
quite a fucking House of Wax. Yeah. Oh, is that the one with Paris right. Hilton?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Got a good death.
The Hitcher, I've never seen either.
Oh, what?
Never seen the original.
I like them both.
Is that the one with the... That's not Rutger Hauer, is it?
Rutger Hauer, yeah.
Ooh.
And then the remake's fucking Ooh. Sean Bean. And or is it Bean? Bean. Sean Bean?
Really?
Yeah. And fucking they're playing Nine Inch Nails Closer during this fucking chase sequence. And he's driving a Firebird and he's fucking dudes up with his 45. It's good.
Dude.
It's killing cops and shit. It's a great chase sequence, actually, with a really good car crash. Yeah, man. It's good. I like them both, yeah.
The Stepfather, The Uninvited, When a Stranger Calls.
I didn't know The Uninvited. I've never seen The Uninvited. I didn't know The Uninvited is a remake of A Tale of Two Sisters, which is a very famous psychological...
Oh, Sisters?
Yeah.
The Brian De Palma one?
No, The Tale of Two Sisters. Oh. I think it's a Japanese movie. I mean, it came out like 2003, and then The Uninvited is a remake of it.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot of fucking movies. All right. Man.
Yeah. So The Hills Have Eyes is the winner.
Winner! Better than Night of the Demons.
Yeah. Oh,
well, yeah.
Well, what's funny is I've seen this 2009 movie about three times now, and I've seen, like, since it came out when I was a teenager. And something about it, though, I kind of get why Hans picked it. It is kind of like not a good movie, but it's kind of like a fun background hang. Like, this is an obvious like background movie.
That's a bar movie.
It's a bar movie. Yeah. When even the original is kind of like that. You just put it in the background. There's something fun about it, but it's like actually sitting down and watching it was...
It's a slog.
After watching for the third time now, and it's like, damn.
Is there any other stuff like someone getting anally violated and turning into a demon that we need to discuss before?
No, that's the highlight of the movie.
What's the highlight? All the goofy stuff. And then it turns into like this trapped in a room kind of survival siege, like demon movie.
Mm.
With the mix with a little Scooby-Doo getting chased around.
Yeah, it's like Evil Dead, but like... But not.
But it doesn't have a fucking house laughing and fucking a lamppost like
well, I'm leaning laughing.
Over and all that shit.
Yeah.
Dude, have you guys done Evil Dead 2 on the show? It's just like it's redundant, right? Like, yeah. What are you going to do? Yes, Evil Dead 2. It's fucking awesome, right? We all know this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. I got true. You. That's true.
All righty. Well, thank you for watching the movie, Rhett.
You're welcome. I watched the 80s one, and it was fun. It's on Amazon. It's not that great, but I was expecting something like the one you guys watched.
Yeah, would have been more fun.
Yeah.
This isn't that bad. You're welcome to watch it and then do a little Patreon review. A little
mini review.
Yeah, I'll do a retrospective.
There you go.
Retrospective?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
If I can really dive into Furlong's nuances.
Yeah. All right. Next week we're talking about Frankenstein
or Black Phone or something.
Predator Badlands.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. All right, idiots. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Jacob.
This is Ree.
Goodbye, dummies.
Bye, Sophia.
You didn't even say hi, Sophia.
Hi. Don't take that shit off.
I would never.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.